Hey, everyone. Welcome to Fan Friday. I'm Jeremy. Thanks for listening. Bye.
Hi, I'm Doug. I want to go play Division 2 with my boys, so we're going to finish this shit up.
I'm Kevin. Let's play Division.
Okay, there it is.
Audio Jungle.
So we got a recording of Kevin today.
Yeah. We couldn't purchase it because it was too expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just hit the preview button. All right. So what kind of questions do we have today?
We have a couple. We have a couple of them. Kame wants to know, how are you guys coping with the fame that comes with starring in the smash hit 8-Bit Saga?
I laughed when I read that one.
just day by day, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you got to take it one fan at a time.
Yeah, you know, it's got to be your very best, your Kanye best.
Oh, man. Yeah, there you go. There's your answer.
Yeah. Ashley's a bit jealous. I keep getting topless photos being sent to me. She's not that mad because they're all dudes, but, you know.
That was that one con we were at where some dude confused me as Kale. I felt bad, but that was cool. he walked past me and he went, Machikus! And I was like, yeah! Sorry, dude. If you're listening to this, probably not.
No, that wasn't me. That was Ben. Ben did that to you.
Well, look at that. Fucking Colin. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
I know. Just kidding.
But
okay, Jonathan, our friend from Scotland, he wants to know, what is what's your motivator? 8-Bit has been going on for quite some time, and the diner has been going daily for over a year now. What motivates you guys to keep going? Sorry, here's a long question. There's more. What stops making content like you guys do from getting boring and repetitive? Not saying that you make boring or competitive or boring content. I just want to know the techniques you guys use to stop the content from getting boring.
For me, it's just the relationship and the friendship that I have with these two idiots. Mm-hmm. Honestly, after 6 years, like, we still seem to have fresh dialogue, and the interests always are ever changing and evolving, and so that is what keeps things fresh for me and fun, because I still look forward to talking and getting together and doing stuff. Like, for example, we do a show on Monday, we do a show every day, and then we played the Division every night. Like, I see these two and talk to these two more than my own wife.
Yeah, I was going to say the same.
Yeah.
And that's not good for our wives. They get kind of angry.
No, my wife doesn't seem to mind too much.
Yeah, Ashley's like, come in here and, you know, dick me down every once in a while. We'll be fine.
I was going to say, my wife's okay when I'm away, because that means I'm not trying to pants, you know? So it's
yeah. Her. You just walk in. It's like the old...
So it's Monday night, so you have a show tonight, yes? Yes. Oh, thank God.
It's like the old Chris Rock. I don't know if you ever listened to his stand-up, but he's like, you know, guys, whenever they're just being polite, they're just trying to give you dick. I'm like, can I get this door for you? How about some dick?
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, that's, I mean, it's just fun hanging out with these two. And
yeah, I 100% agree, because, like, we could be talking about Star Wars for, like, the tillionth time, but it doesn't matter because we're friends, and you know what I mean. Like, it's like, even though we've already done it, we'll continue to do it because we enjoy each other's company and I don't know, sharing our love for things such as video games and movies and whatnot. So, mm-hmm.
I think the motivation comes in when because sometimes yes, you can be like, man, it's like, what are we doing? Like. It can get frustrating sometimes when things don't work out for you, or you see, numbers aren't the way that you want them to be in that moment. But things seem to bounce back, and then you get reminded every once in a while with a slap in the face. Like, somebody says, hey, I met somebody through your network, or, you know, I named my kid after you guys, or, hey, I put you in a book, you know, like,
man, all that. All three of those things have actually happened. Like, that's not like some like hyperbole bullshit.
No, that is true.
Yeah.
So and those kind of things put things into perspective and make you go, man, yeah, hell yeah. Like, this is completely worth it. Even, you know, I've learned a lot of life lessons as well through doing the show. And, yeah, I just, that's what keeps me going. And I'll continue to love it. Kev, I don't think you've talked too much about it.
No, it's good. I mean, because you guys really kind of nailed everything down. Just the interaction and, like, the community that we've made. I mean, it's hard to, like, not get excited about this every day. I mean, like, we have a whole Discord of folks from around the world who just basically, like, it's their community. And, like, they've made it their own. And, like, we get to be a part of it. Even though, I mean, like, we started the community and they've created it. And it's fucking cool, you know? And it's just, I love stuff like that, and I just love working with you guys. Like I said, it never gets old for me because, like I said, it's just like hanging out with friends. So, let's do it.
It's like hanging out with Kev. We are friends, Kev. It's not
okay.
It's exactly what
I'm sorry.
It is.
It's like being in the same room with friends. How about
that? There you go.
Yeah, this version.
I like that.
You know, because like couch play and stuff like that. Oh, that sounds kinky. But, you know. I like getting into couch play with these boys. Yeah, we've done that on stream before. That was for the that horror movie we watched.
Mm. Oh yeah,
yeah.
The Conjuring.
The
Conjuring too. We were all piled on that couch. Uh-huh.
Right behind me, and then that's where Doug jumped in my lap because he was scared.
Nope. No, that's where you grab my leg or whatever. I was like, "Don't fucking touch me." That's true. No, when you jumped into my lap and we're playing PT, like literally off the couch on top of me, and I was like, "No, why?" I wasn't prepared.
Oh shit, that's awesome!
I was too busy looking at my phone to not look at the screen. Why would you do this to me?
That game was way too scary.
Way too scary. I get creeped out watching the fucking video of like the dude that's like, "Hey, so I got into the source code and I unlocked some shit, so we're just gonna go explore around this game without, you know, playing the game." Like, and it's just like, "Oh, here's Sarah," or whatever her fucking name is, the ghost thing. Mm-hmm. And it is just like, well, that's creepy as balls. Like, why did someone make that? She's scary. And I'm scared. And I'm not even playing the fucking game. It's literally just like someone doing that. They did one where they unlocked, like, there's a whole world outside of the building. You can walk through the door and walk down the street. And it's still just like, why?
That's awesome. Yeah. I wish that game would have came to fruition. That would have been amazing.
Instead, we got Death Stranding. Which is not to say that Death Stranding is bad. I know Ryan loves it. I mean, I don't.
He just loves walking.
He just loves walking.
He's just a
the
fan
walking
of walking.
Simulator, yeah.
And the last question, this one comes from the Majestic Goose. What is your favorite cult favorite game?
Oh, no.
Or one that doesn't get enough love?
Oh, no.
E.T. Just kidding.
No.
I'm going to say the one I say every single time that everyone should experience.
And Mass Effect.
50 Cent's Blood on the Sand. Such a fucking good game that no one gives credit for. It is legitimately Gears of War with 50 Cent just fucking swearing at people and G-Unit. And like they're going after a fucking diamond encrusted skull in the Middle East. Like this game writes itself. It is gold. It should have
writes
got game
itself.
Of the year. It's so good and you get to listen to so many hits from Guerrilla Unit, from G-Unit's discography. It's just, you ever want to shoot someone to candy shop? You got it. 50 Cent's Blood in the Sand.
Really?
Go play that game. Yes.
Oh, shit. I know this game. The one, Doug, you go, because I need to find the name of it. Shit.
I have a soft spot for all the old LucasArts games, the point and click adventures. So I'm going to say like something like Monkey Island. Like I think like Monkey Island has like a pretty like cult following and fandom of people that played it and love it. And fucking Monkey Island, 1, 2, and 3. Anything after that's just meh. But those three games are so fucking good.
Did you ever do the Telltale's Monkey Island ones?
Yeah, it's just okay.
Yeah, okay.
It hasn't aged well, and I wish that they would remake it with better. The controls suck dick on that game. Yeah.
All right, mine came out in 2010, and not enough people have played it. It's called Singularity.
That was a great game.
It is a first-person shooter with time travel elements. Doug, I think you would absolutely love this game. It is definitely has a cult following because of the fact that everyone I talk to has not played it, but the people who have played it are like, this is like one of the best fucking games that, like, first person shooter storylines and everything that I've ever played. It's that good. Yeah. So, and it still looks great. Like, it's 11 years old or 10 years old at this point, but it still looked great. So, I was a huge fan of it, and you can get through it in like 10 hours.
Yeah.
So
pretty standard story, mm-hmm. pretty linear.
Yep. But, fantastic game. That's for me.
I'm with you on that, man. Doug, you should play it. It's got like a BioShock feel to it too, and like the campiness of it.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And the opening, right from the beginning, gets you, like, hooks you in an instant. Mm-hmm. Like just the helicopter ride, you're like, oh shit, okay, I'm in. Like, it sells you really quickly. So, and it was done by Raven Software.
Yep. Before they got sucked into doing all the Call of Duty stuff.
Mm-hmm. All right,
$30 still.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm.
God,
EA going to EA.
That's Activision, bud.
Oh yeah, was it?
They have Gun on here.
What? Oh.
Sorry, they're doing an Activision sale on Steam right now, and so it's in that bundle with Gun. You guys remember Gun, that old Western game?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah. Wow, that's $20. Fuck, goddamn. God damn!
Gun.
Add to wish list.
Where's is it? Just spelled
Gun. Was Red Dead before Red Dead was Red Dead?
Is it on Steam?
Mm-hmm.
I don't see it. I typed in Gun. Is it an acronym?
You gotta do it all caps.
It did. Oh, there it is. Gun. I thought I had this game. Oh man, yeah. Okay, let's get out of here. Until next week, I'm Jeremy.
I'm Doug.
I'm Kevin.